Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The key prosecution witness in the double murder trial of former New England Patriots star Aaron Hernandez returns to the witness stand this morning. Later today, the defense will begin trying to discredit the man who was with Hernandez on the night of the murders. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
The prosecution's case largely depends on the testimony of Alexander Bradley, Aaron Hernandez's one-time friend. He's the only witness to say the former football star killed two young men in the South End in 2012 after one of the men allegedly bumped into Hernandez at a nightclub, spilling his drink. All day long yesterday, Bradley delivered devastating testimony. He told prosecutor Patrick Hagen he and Hernandez drove up to the BMW that was carrying the man who allegedly bumped into Hernandez in the club. Bradley said Hernandez leaned over from the passenger seat of his Toyota 4Runner.
He fired five shots, five rounds.
Did you hear anything after the five shots?
Yeah, clicking. He fired rounds and the gun began clicking after. I heard like three or four clicks.
Clicks coming from the gun?
Coming from the gun.
Bradley said he drove on to the Massachusetts Turnpike, and before they got to the Alston Tolls, Bradley said Hernandez first mentioned the shooting.
He said to me, did I see that? And I said no. He said I hit one in the head and one in the chest.
And how did he say that? I mean, was he saying it? What was his tone in saying that?
He was panicked, like a panic tone, like a state of shock.
Bradley went on to say that Hernandez shot him several months later, allegedly leaving him for dead. Today and tomorrow are likely to be the most critical days in the trial of Aaron Hernandez because the prosecution's case depends so much on the testimony of Alexander Bradley. If the defense can shred his trustworthiness in the minds of the jury, it could undermine the entire case. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.